Blog Talk Radio. But I will seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto me. So added unto you, added unto us. All right. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to Let's Talk with Minister Sheila and myself. We are here with this ministry to talk about things that are impacting the lives of the people of God. And when I say the people of God, I'm not talking about the ones with titles or just call themselves Christians, but I'm talking about all of his creations. For when he said it was good, it was both the for all of us, and some of us would say for the sinner and the saint alike. So I'm going to turn the program over to Minister Sheila so that she can pray for us and share whatever the Lord has given her, and then I will be back on the line. Okay, ta-ta. Go ahead, Minister Sheila.
Good morning. I want to say thank you, God. Thank you for Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and myself. I want to thank you for yesterday. I want to thank you for right now. Because without you, God, I would not have a right now. We would not have a right now. I want to thank you for another day that you have given us, another birthday. I call it because it's another day, a new day, a life, a day that was not promised to us, a day that so many have not made to see or hear or feel, a day that you said that we can have through your grace and your mercy and your love. Lord, I thank you. God, my Father, and your Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, without you, we would not be here. We'd not be able to have another day to love and to cherish and to honor and to praise your name, your house, the body you have blessed us with. Lord, I thank you. You are the one I can never thank enough. I fail some days to thank you enough. No matter what I'm going through, I still thank you. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. I thank you for this day that you have given us. I thank you for the life. I thank you for my sisters, my brothers, my daughters, my sons, my granddaughters, my grandsons, my nieces, my nephews, my bloodline family, and also my spiritual family. Lord, I thank you, and I ask you to bless us all, to let us understand you are the light. You are the life. You are the well means of our being here. You are the one that woke us up this morning. No matter what we're going through, all we need to do is pray and to give it to you that you know what's best for us. Might not get what all we want, but you know what is best for us. No matter what he or she has, that don't mean it's right for us. You should not get jealous or upset with others for what they have. Because yet what you have, so many don't have much as you have. Be thankful and thank God for what you do have. You have a life that he has chosen to give you. How you choose to live your life is your choice. He gave us a choice. But I choose God. I choose for whatever he has for me. I thank him. Might not be the way I want it, but I know he knows it's the best way for me. Lord, I ask you to bless us all, no matter what we're going through. I thank you to bless us that we can hear, for those that can hear, for those that can see, no matter how your vision might be. Thank him for what you do have, for some do not have hearing. Some do not have vision. Some cannot walk. Some cannot talk. No matter what it is, thank the Lord. Because like I say, Lord, I thank you for what I'm going through, for what others going through. Yet if you can improve it, Lord, if you can fix it, you can make it better. Thank you. But I know you know what's right for us. No matter what we're going through, we need to thank you. I thank you for Apostle Sandra Thomas on her home going, that she is up there jumping and shouting with you. I thank you for Prophet Antoine Thomas. I thank you for Troy Thomas. I thank you for Minister Brandon. Thank you for Pastor Troy Thomas. Brandon Kaiser, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright. I thank you for all that it is, all your leaders, all your people of God, of your children. I thank you that send your angels down to bless the ones that don't know about you, to learn about you, to be the experience of life that they should always know, to get the thrill of joy and life and laughter that's for you, and to help all the ones out here of damnation or through the life of sin, to bless us, to let us know that wrong is wrong, but through you, Lord, we are all right. We're not all perfect, but yet through your eyes and through your ways and your hands of life, you can bless us to make us the right way for you. Lord, I thank you to look over this government, to bless us, to make us right, to let them know you are here to serve the people, not for your selfish reasons, not just for you. You are here for the world that have elected you in your office to serve and to protect and to help us. Lord, we need you. We need you to send your angels down here to teach us the right way to help each other, not just selfish ways. Lord, I'd ask you to look over the sick. Yet I am among one of them, Lord, but I know you have what's right for me. I ask you to bless my eyesight, that it might clear, that I might see better. But yet I know you know what is best, that you would take me through this with no harm, that you know what's best, and I know you can bless us the right way. We just need to have more faith and more time for you and to honor you. We have waited and waited and waited, but yet you have waited on us longer. Lord, I need you. I need you to bless us all that we need, nor through our health, through our finance, through our family problems. We need you to bring us together to love each other and to honor each other and to know that we will and do need each other. It's just a conversation, just a hug, or just a thought. But mostly we need to pray more for each other, to understand through you is only the right way of life. Lord, I thank you, and I need you in my life, and I need you in the life of the surrounding, because you never know when your time is up. But Lord, long as you bless us and you bless me, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And I need you to look over in my bloodline, my sister, Apostle-elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, my daughters, Lamont and T, my son, Taiwan, and mother, son, Carlton Merritt, and Stanley Wright, my nephew, and the father, Stanley Sr. Lord, I need you to look over all my grandkids, to bless them, to let them know these streets, what's the right way to go and what's the wrong way to go. Lord, I need you to teach us. I need you to send us the teachers, to understand us, to lead us, because yet we need you, Lord. This world is under too much of the demons, too much of the devil's ways. We need you, Lord. We need you to cover us and help through this. We need you, Lord, to bless my grandkids, my son, Taiwan, Lord, I need you to bless my brother. My cousin, I call him my brother because, yes, he has been a brother to me. Lord, I need you to bless us all, the family I know and I don't know. I need you to send your treasures of love and life through us and keep us fair. I need you to help me through my travel home. And my home is through you and with you and for you. Lord, please bless us and keep us safe and to understand this world is nothing without you. We need to live for you, through you, and about you. And we need to ask more and more forgiveness and leadership from you. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And with all my heart, mind, body, and soul, I belong to you, and I thank you for letting me be a child of yours forever and ever. I bless you. Bless your name. I praise your name, and I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Like I said, I can never thank you enough because I know what all we have been through. If it wasn't for you, the grace of God and your son, Lord Jesus, we would not be here to thank you another day. Thank you, and thank you, and thank you. Amen. Back to your hands, Apostle Elect, Dr. Cecilia Kyler.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Sheila, for the prayer that you prayed for just the body in general, the Seabury Kaiser tribe, and so many others. I thank God for us having not only a desire, but the ability to pray ye for one another, which is such a gift. On last week, I made up a word. I talked about intercession, which is us praying for one another, and intrasession, which is us praying for ourselves and those that we have contact with directly, and talked about the importance of praying for people that have no direct contact with us, that, you know, you can't really benefit from it, because you benefit from seeing your sisters, your brothers, your aunts, your uncles, and nieces and nephews, but that person that you don't even know, to pray for them, to pray for our president, we don't really know him, to pray for our congressman, we don't really necessarily know them. And we have a lot of white supremacist groups and other terrorist groups that need prayer because they need to get to know God, the one and only true living God. So I'm going to start with just a melody. I need thee, oh Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. So on yesterday at night, you know, I got really, really sick. I wasn't feeling well. And, you know, I was in the bathroom throwing up and different things like that. And at the same time, I was just, you know, trying to, you know, drink water, do various things to help me feel better. Because it's a very tasking bout that I've been dealing with a number of years of my life. And so, therefore, God has blessed me to know the various steps and things to do to get through the various bouts. Like some people deal with bouts of sickle cell anemia, different dealing with various COPDs, you know, breathing disorders. Some people deal with various bouts of dealing with things with seizures and things of that. Well, they call it irritable bowel syndrome, but I call it an attack of the enemy, because God said that by Jesus' stripes I'm already healed. But there's also a responsibility that I have. So rehearsing some of the things that I may have eaten, or some of the things that I have may have drank that may have caused it. And so it's important to do that, to know those things that trigger a certain doubt or a certain attack or things of that. And so it's the same thing in life. Those things that trigger disrespect, those things that trigger dishonor. Some of those things that trigger dishonor and disrespect is a child being allowed to talk and have conversations and hang out with adults that's a child, when they should be hanging out with children their age or close to their age. And so it'll trigger dishonesty and dishonor and disrespect right then and in the future. Some of the things that trigger and that are things that are seeds to or waters to or something that is being planted for disrespect and dishonor is that child that says something about an adult or to an adult, and the grown-ups are laughing at it. Oh, it was so cute. No, it wasn't cute. It was disrespect and it was dishonor, and you should have corrected it. But, you know, that's a trigger that started out early that actually becomes something even more in the future. Some more triggers, because, see, we're supposed to train up a child in the way that they should go, and then they won't depart from it when they get older. Uh-huh. Well, guess what? That was just something you trained them up to do, and they won't depart from it. When Scripture was said, it was said for the things of training children up in the ways of the Lord. It was talking about how the elders are, especially the women, to teach the younger women how to be respectful, how to be honorable, how to be pure, how to love the Lord with all their heart, how to know that they're, you know, the handiwork of God, how to know that they're the princesses and queens of God, you know, for the elder men to sit at the gate and teach the younger men about being a provider, teach the younger men about being a man, not a boy, not someone that's just going out spreading their seeds of loyalty with any and every woman that'll open her legs, or that they'll even in some cases make them open them. See, that's a whole nother message for another time. But see, as we forget that there is an evil side to everything in life, we have to make the choice to be on the good side, on the side that promotes the holiness of God, on the side that promotes the goodness of the Lord, on the side that promotes the excellence of God. You know, we have all people talking about, oh, well, all of these family secrets come out when people die. Well, that may be true, but some day where they're at, because see, there's some things that the children nowadays will take it and run with it as a license, a certificate, a diploma, a higher degree in order to be disrespectful. Now, let's get to this thing we call sigging. You know, we sig in our family. I matter. We got people with PhDs, master's degrees, bachelor's degrees, high school diplomas, and even lower grades with sigging. Sigging is when you can take something that someone has that is perceived as a shortcoming or even something that's good and make it funny. Okay, so my family, lately here, we were joking about weight. Well, the one family member told the other family member that they were fat. They looked like the Pillsbury Dough person. Well, because we're a family that's gifted in sigging, the family came back and said, no, I'm fluffy. And so we all bust out laughing, because now the person took that thing that was sensitive and that thing that was appeared to be rude and mean, and we made a joke out of it. But guess what? They were all the same age, as in they were all adults. Now, see, if that had been something where a young kid was saying that to an adult, that's not the same. Because, see, they're out of place. There's a time and a season for everything. When we were younger and we were children, our parents were the same age over us as they were when we became adults. Let's not forget that. So our parents, when we became older, let us know that they were still our parents and that they didn't necessarily need to be our friends. And so although the relationship with our parents changed as we became adults, the respect and the honor didn't change. And so sometimes when we become adults, we forget that the respect and the honor is still supposed to be there. Some of us have only allowed our children to be in various neighborhoods and around certain people, so they have no earthly idea of what it's like in various cultures to respect their elders, even to respect the youth. See, the youth in America and the various supremacist groups thinks that whatever they do or say is right, not lining their lives up with the word, but making excuses for their evilness and their demonic possession. My cousins had us laughing so hard. They wrote on Facebook about how one relative had said they were checking on their child and was trying to find out what was wrong with them, and how another child who's supposed to be, an adult who's supposed to be a special needs person, told her, "You know what's wrong with them, they got a demon." And so sometimes we don't want to deal with the truth that it may or may not have been true, but the fact is, in this case, it was something humorous. But what about if that really was the case? So sometimes these little smart mouth little girls and rude little boys that we have in our family, we're not correcting them. We're laughing at them. "Oh, that was funny what he or she did." And now they've grown up to be disrespectful, dishonorable, and just thinking that they know everything. But to be honest, you trained them up when they were a child in the way that they should have went according to what you wanted, but not according to the word of God that said to train them up in the ways of the Lord, not in the ways of this world, but in the ways of the Lord. Let me share something that, and I'm going to let you listen to it too. I had said on Facebook that I've been teaching and preaching and living and requiring this forever. And I gave a shout out and a thank you to the late, great author and teacher, Miss Maya Angelou. And I'm going to let you listen to what I shared or what she said. So before we get to some of the other things that we have to, I got many scriptures to share with you. I'm going to see if you can hear this little dialogue between Maya Angelou and this young lady. So let's see if you can hear it. Hopefully you can, but if you can't, it's definitely on Facebook. So let me go ahead and click on it. But it's called Maya Angelou Has People Debating How to Fully Refer to Our Elders. And baby, it's even bigger than that. It ain't just how you refer to them and what name you call them. How do you treat them? How do you act around them? That's a whole other message.
Give me that question.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Maya her views on interracial relationships.
Oh, thank you. And first, I'm Miss Angelou.
Miss Angelou.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not Maya. I'm 62 years old. No. I have lived so long and tried so hard that a young woman like you or any other has no license to come up to me and call me by my first name. At first. Also, because at the same time, I am your mother, I'm your auntie, I'm your teacher, I'm your professor. You see?
See, that's a message right there. How many of us, even when our children or our nieces and our nephews walk up to us and call us by our first name, realize what that's saying? How many of us have allowed young children to come up to you and stand toe-to-toe to you, looking you straight in your eyes, and tell you what you will or will not do concerning them? How many of us fail to correct a child because we're afraid of a child? See, that's a whole nother message. My father said, and he meant it, that he brought us into this world and he would take us out of this world. Not saying that I agreed with that, but I agreed with the concept of what he was saying. See, people can agree with you, but not agree with you, meaning that someone can be doing something on a negative level that it looks like people are agreeing with you, but they're actually agreeing with the division and the disrespect and the honor that your behavior or what you're saying is causing. And when that young lady called her Maya instead of Miss Angelo or Titi or Mama or whatever she should have called her, she was training her for her future and her right now. See, many of us need to fear the Lord and fear the fact that what we're doing is sowing seeds of disrespect and dishonor. Some children need to go and visit Asian cultures, and they will see how, although they have some things that are wrong, like the way they may treat women versus men, that's a whole nother message. I'm talking about in their culture, not only do they respect one another, they have a culture where you can't even look in the eyes, directly in the eyes of certain people. That's their culture. There's cultures where the elders are so honored that when you get an opportunity to be in their presence, to hear about your legacy, the power and the authority of your legacy and the things of God that you should be walking in. When you go around some cultures, I'm not talking about where you got to kiss somebody's ring, and I'm not saying that's right or wrong. I'm not talking about when you go in the cultures and the people are kissing folks directly in the mouth. I'm not talking because I had an aunt that used to do that, and I'm here to tell you, I used to want to run. I did not want her kissing me in my mouth. That was just her custom, though. She kissed everybody in the mouth, male, female, adult, child, when she greeted you. But might as well, can't you just say hello and give me a hug? But see, there's some cultures where they don't even hug. They just bow their heads to one another. And so some of us need to learn the cultures of the families that we enter into. I have a family member who does not understand because they didn't learn the culture of our family. So they walk around in a lot of insecurity, not understanding that it's not that I am so confident. It's not that I am so such a strong woman, but it's because of the youth of this young person not understanding that there's a way to talk to me, just like Maya Angelou was trying to teach the young lady. Because based off of their age, I can be born two or three times and they still not be born. Let me break it down a little bit more. My sister, Sheila, say if she was 60, and then a young person that's 20 came up to her and said, "Hey, Sheila, how you doing?" That's disrespectful. "Hi, Auntie, how are you doing?" "Hello, TT, how are you doing?" Or came up to her telling her what she was or was not going to do. Do you know that if Sheila was 60 years old and that 20-year-old person, Sheila could have been born three times before that person made 20. Or even if I said that they were 18, Sheila could have been born three times before that person would have even been in school. So you've got to understand that there's an honor that is due the elders. Not because I, Cecilia, say so, even though I do. The word of God in Exodus 21 and 17 said, "Whosoever curses his father or his mother shall be put to death." Leviticus, I'm going to go Old Testament on you first, says, "You shall rise up before the gray head and honor the aged, and you shall revere your God. I am the Lord." Proverbs says, "Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old." I'm talking about the word. And so one of the things that God had blessed me to be able to share on Facebook the other day was I actually thanked my sister Sheila and Sylvia, my son Brandon, and my niece Pinky and T and Taiwan, who gave himself the name Fluffy, called himself Fluffy Black. Remember I told you about the ability to make something sensitive into a joke and then to be man enough to be able to say, I got you. I'm in charge of this and what I'll be called. And Stanley Jr., I said, I'm serious about this family. This is what our mother, and it doesn't say father, but I'm going to change it, father taught us. And this is why and where the blessings and the evidence of honor and respect come from, because they come from God. You know, some of those scriptures I just read you that said that if you're going to curse your mother and father, you shall be put to death. So some of you might think we're talking about a natural death. Well, some people will die a natural death. There are some young people who have died early in their lives, and it's because of the sentence that they put on themselves of disrespect and honor, not only to their elders, they're out there living a life that only brings them what they want and how they feel according to their flesh. And some of it is accidents. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about some of it that is brought on them because of their desire to serve the enemy of their souls, which is their flesh, the enemy, the devil, Satan, Lucifer. And so we don't understand that some of the children in our families and in our neighborhoods are dying young because they're dishonoring the rules of engagement that God has given us. Some will say, oh, no, God is love. Yes, he is, but he also is not like man. See, man will break his contract with no problem, but as we talked about before, God is definitely a covenant keeper. And so I went on to say some people teach that elders or elderly are not to be given honor because young people are more important or that they have to earn it, meaning that they say that the elderly people have to earn it. My sister's been here over 60 years. My other sister been here close to 60 years. I could go on and on. They've already earned it before you was even born. Like I said, three times they could be born and you still wouldn't be here. That's a whole nother message too. And so the youth have so many years ahead of them, and they are our future. But remember, every day is because of God's mercies that are new every morning, not because it's our right. But even the word of God teaches us differently. When you have time, I want you to read some of these scriptures that I'm going to read, Exodus 20 and 12, 21 and 17, Leviticus 19 and 3, and verse 32, Deuteronomy 5 and 16. Isaiah 3, 1 through 26, Proverbs 1 and 8, and then also 16 and 31, and then 19 and 13 with verses 20 and 26 as well, and then Proverbs 20 and 11, 29, that verse as well, and then also 23, 22, Job 12 and 12, 29 and 8, chapters 32, 4, through 6, Matthew 15 and 4, Acts 20 and 17 verses and verse 28, and then 1 Timothy chapter 5 verses 1 through 2, 8, and also 17. 1 Peter chapter 3 and 7, chapter 5 verses 1 through 14, Hebrews 13 and 17, Ephesians 5 and 33, chapter 6, 1 through 2, Colossians 3, 20, Romans 13, verses 1 through 14, Mark 7, 9 through 13, Titus 2, verses 1 through 15. See, there's many scriptures that are talking about this, and there's some that I didn't even share with you. So some of the things we talked about already, we need to take our children around other cultures to see how the children and the adults treat one another, to see how they treat their elders, because some of us haven't been too many places, and so we're judging what we do and how we say off of what we know and what we've experienced when that's not what it is. It's not only should we learn how to respect one another and our elders from the Bible, but we can learn it from just watching other cultures. Some cultures put their elderly away like they're nothing. My family was joking around about one of my sisters about how they wasn't going to ever put their family member or their mom in a nursing home and that that wasn't going to happen. And one of the children came back and say that their mother got sisters. So I came back as a little teaching person and said, well, let's make sure that we have this correct. My sister has more than two sisters. And not only that, I let them know that you're right. And not only would I take care of my sisters, I would pray that they would take care of me as well. See, my parents, my sister Renee and my sister Sheila and Leela and Minnie and Mary, I mean, I can go on and on with all of these extra family members, my brother Lewis and my late brother Billy. There's a lot of things that our parents taught us about honor and about respect that we can't act like we don't know because we know it. We lived it. We know it. We saw it. And so the Lord blessed me to go to Asian countries. I've been to Korea. I've been to Germany. I've been to war. I've been to places, Saudi Arabia, et cetera. I've visited Paris, France, and I've visited various places in America. And some of the things that I've learned is that some kids in various biracial families, like the young lady was asking the question about Miss Maya Angelou, they don't realize that sometimes they pull away from the side of their ancestry and legacy and their generational history because they don't want to deal with that. Because, see, some races, whether we like it or not, they just allow their kids to do whatever, however, and they're disrespectful. But they don't want to get to know that side that requires honor and get to know that side that requires respect because they want to be the center of attention. See, some people treat their children and the young people like they're princes and kings and all of that is good. But they still must respect and honor the elders. But see, some people don't realize, especially grandparents, and aunts and uncles. Some of us are treating children so much like princesses and princes until we forget to require them to honor and respect their elders. My sister, Minister Sylvia, said one time, she said, I refuse to let my niece, my great nieces and nephews, and nieces and nephews disrespect me the way they do. She says, you're younger than me, and they give you respect. And I said to her, I said, that's because that's what I require. That's what I live. And I won't associate with the disrespect and I won't reward it. So when your children are getting bad grades and they're being disrespectful and they're doing all types of things, but you're still giving them and rewarding them, what are you teaching them? Yes, they are to have food. Yes, they are to have clothes. Yes, they are to have a roof over their head. That's stuff that they're supposed to have. But all of this extra stuff that we do, it's confusing when you're rewarding the child and thinking it's funny when they're being disrespectful. And sometimes we're the one telling them to do it. There's a problem with that. There's a problem with us trying to put a child in an adult's place and then expecting them to remember that they are a child. My, 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 my. Let me finish this last few things that I wrote. It says, we need to take our children and young adults around other cultures such as Indians and Asians and others so that they can learn, and I should have put Africans as well because Africa has a lot of heritage in it on how to treat the elders, and some races will show you even how they dishonor. So we need to see the balance of it, the balance of knowing that some of us don't know our history and don't walk in the purity and the entitlement and the benefits and the privileges of knowing our historical legacies because we don't respect our elders enough to listen to it. Do you know how many young people and young adults and teenagers, when elders are talking, they get up and walk out of the room? They are so insecure and so disrespectful and so demonically possessed that they don't even want to hear what that elderly person has experienced. They don't want to sit at their feet and learn. Tyler Perry has a few movies out and plays where, especially the one where he's teaching, where the young people are walking around, you know, just having a good time. And there's an elder that's there that they need to sit at her feet and learn stuff because of what she has to put in them. Because, see, vanity and pride makes you think it's all about what you're doing and how you look, the clothes you wear, the name brands you wear. If people know you, the way your hair looks, the way your makeup looks, how you can shake it and twerk it and turn it and flip it. But if we could learn, someone had put on also another thing on Facebook that showed young people back in the day when they were dressed in suits and ties and sharp shoes and hats. My dad used to, when we wanted to bring a man or a young man home to meet them, he looked at his shoes because he wanted to see that, that man take pride in his shoes, because even in the Bible it talks about one handling the sandal to another. That's a whole nother thing of covenant. And so my dad had these ways that symbolize, oh, you honor her parents, meaning us, and you honor her because you shined your shoes, you dressed up, you came over here to see me. You ain't come over here with no, you know, dingy T-shirt on and no pants hanging down to your behind. See, nowadays people are even wearing their pants not only halfway down their butt, but they're even wearing them backwards, where the front is now the back and the back is now the front. That's a whole nother message. And so there's things in even your wardrobe that show dishonor. Once again, let's go back to this thing that God blessed me to write. And take your children and young adults around the cultures such as Indians, Asians, and Africans so that they can learn more the world is teaching them that leads to disrespect, dishonor, rudeness, and that having a smart mouth and the sense of disrespecting others is not cute, it's not funny, and it even is worse. It leads to worse things. Let's share some more of these scriptures. Proverbs 23 and 22, listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old. 1 Timothy 5 and 1, do not sharply rebuke an older man, but rather appeal to him as a father to the younger men as brothers. Job 29 and 8, and the young men saw and hid themselves, and the old men arose and stood. And then the second verse in 1 Timothy 5 says, the older women as mothers and the younger women as sisters in all purity. 1 Peter 5 and 5, the younger men likewise be subject to your elders. And of all, clothe yourself with humility toward one another. For God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Proverbs 16 and 31 says, a gray head is a crown of glory. It is found in the way of righteousness. Proverbs 20 and 29. The glory of the young man is their strength, and the honor of an old man is their gray hair. See, there's wisdom in that hair. Symbolic. It's symbolic. Titus 2 and 2. Older men are to be temperate, dignified, sensible, sound in faith and in love and perseverance. See, older men, they have a responsibility as well so that they can be examples to the young people. Hebrews 13 and 17, obey your leaders and submit to them, and they are keeping and watching over your soul. Even talk, and they will give account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you. See, talking about, even in the church, there's people that are signed as elders. So I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to say this boldly, if you are blessed to be able to be a part of the Seabury Kaiser legacy, come in giving respect. Come in giving honor to the elders that are titled in ministry, and even those that are just titled by auntie, grandma, mama-in-law, father-in-law. Come in, given honor. I don't care where you came from. Come in and learn the culture of that family. And if you can't, don't be surprised if we have to distance ourselves from you and just love you from afar. For we have been taught and we teach to honor. For even Ruth, when she was sent from Naomi into a land, she knew to show honor where honor was due. She knew to show honor where honor was due. I didn't say where it was earned. I said where honor is due. If my sister has been here 60-plus years, give her honor where honor is due. My nieces, like I said, they were joking around about how where their mother would go. The brother was saying, well, you got the bigger house and things of that stuff. But it was in a joke because, like I said, we in our family know how to make jokes about those things that are sensitive to others. Why? Because we understand that because of what we've been taught by the Word of God and our mother and our father, and in their cases, their great-grandmother or their grandmother, they know that there are some things that are required. So we can joke about, we're not going to do this, we're not going to do that. Why? Because we know that if I can't handle it, if I can't make sure my mom is right, I know her sisters and her brothers are going to make sure she's right. I know if I can't make sure that my sister is right, her children and her great-grandchildren are going to make sure things are right. So that's why we train people in a way that they should go so that they won't depart from it when they get old, because we're not to put our families aside. I'm not saying that it's a condemnation message for people that have had to seek nursing homes to care for their family. I'm talking about our family. This is personal. Like I talked about intercession and intercession, this is personal. I'm talking about the honor and the respect that is due to one another. And so, therefore, I let my sisters know that I got them, and they have to let me know that they have me. You know why? Because I have this one sister who thought all of her life her mission was to protect me. If you looked at me wrong, she was beating you up. If somebody told her that you did something, she was beating you up. Do you understand that sometimes the beat up that we have to give to the enemy right now is prayer, praying for one another, praying that God would cover our sisters and our brothers, praying that God would cover the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren, praying that God would cover the children, praying that God would change the mindsets of the enemy that tried to creep in. Because even the very elect can be deceived and bamboozled. But if you allow someone to come in to discredit the things of honor and disrespect, something's wrong. Because what God said is disrespectful is disrespectful. What God said is honorable and holy is honorable. Romans 13:7 says, pay to all what is owed to them, taxes to whom taxes are owed, revenue to whom revenue is owed, respect to whom respect is owed, honor to whom honor is owed. So if you've been blessed to be a part of the Seabury Kaiser legacy, get it together. Whether you married into the family, whether you were born into the family, whether you were adopted into the family, because we've adopted a lot of sisters and brothers, and our parents have raised a lot of cousins and people of that sort, family, friends, that were not born into the family per se in our, from our parents, but they were those that we respect. We have a brother that we respect him and we love him with all our lives. And guess what? We honor him because of his age. We honor him because he was brought into our family like a brother. We honor him. Yes, we're older than the younger people, but yet we honor him. We honor him because he's older than us in age and because he's our brother. We got him, and guess what? He got us. We can't even tell you about some of the things that he's done for us over the years because he honors us and we honor him like a sibling. So young people, older people, mid-age people, wherever you fit in life, let's honor and respect one another. And let's stop making excuses for the disrespect. So some of you may say, oh, she's throwing shade. Yes, I am. I'm throwing it everywhere it belongs. Whether you're an in-law whether you're a great niece or great nephew, whether you're a cousin, whether you're a sister, or whether you're a brother, or whether you're a colleague, wherever it fits, put that shoe on. Because I need for us to start honoring and respecting one another in the way that we should. And some of us that are on the same legacy line with, like, my mother's children, my aunts and aunts' children, we need to learn how to honor and respect one another. Because some of us are wanting to give the honor because of our age, which is due us, but we're forgetting that that same person is on the same legacy line as I am. So that's all I have, Minister Sheila. Honor and respect. That's the message on today. Give it because the word says so. And remember when the word of God says, train up a child in the way that they should go so that when they're older, they will not depart from it. It's talking about in the ways of the Lord, not all of this disrespect and dishonor that Maya Angelou spoke to. That's all I have, Minister Sheila.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor Elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. Your words of wisdom, and it is so true for this morning. Well, yet our young people, but not only our young people, even our elderly people, you have so many people in this world that don't respect each other. Some of them don't even respect their self, don't even honor their self. And it is so, I call it ugly. It is so ugly the way the devil have so many to disrespect, to manipulate, to use, misuse, and abuse people, their own family, take it as a joke, as a play tool, as a game. It is so ugly the way some people, like you say, treat each other. They don't respect the elderly, don't respect their family, don't respect their neighbors. When we grew up, you had to respect the person across the street. They didn't have to be kin to you because it was an elder. We had to respect them, or that was the big break. That was disrespect. That was breaking the rules. That was breaking the honor of worship and wisdom. The word is so true, and it go on day from day to day. But I thank the Lord each day for the family that God have birthed me into, the surroundings that God have birthed me into. And I want to thank you, and I want to thank you, and I want to thank you. For yet, we need to honor and respect each other. But some need to start, and so many need to honor and respect yourself. I want to thank God for this day. I want to thank God for the day that he has given us to live another day. But the day he gives us, the every day that he gives to us, is to learn and to honor and to respect and to love and to cherish and to pray and to thank him. Because if it wasn't for God, not the alarm clock, not your spouse, not your kids, not the noise outside, it was due to God and the Son that we have here for this day. Because no day, no time is promised. You can be here at 9 o'clock. You can be gone at 9:01. But I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you for this program, and I thank you for the family. Oh, God, I thank you. And I want to ask each and every one that's listening, however they are listening, to join us each and every Sunday morning when Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser, with Let's Talk at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. And join us on Monday night with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser, and Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, and wonderful speakers on Monday night for Iron Sharpened Iron at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Friday nights with Elder Kathy Kendall, which is also on Facebook, with God Still Heals, at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I want us to wake up in the morning, not only in the morning, all during the day, as they say, 24/7, every second, minute, hour, day, week, month of the year, to thank God for blessing us with another day, and to ask Him and the Son, Christ Lord Jesus, to lead us in the right way and to show us the right way and to help us along the way, no matter what you're going through. Put it in the hands of the Father and the Son, and to pray and to cherish and to praise their name, because they are the one, the right way, and the love of the life that we all need to earn and yet learn. I want to thank you and thank you for listening to us and ask you to tune in, but then to have your own conversation, your own time, your own session, your own service. If you do not belong to a church, your body is a building that Christ can have to serve and to you to serve Him. Thank you and thank you and amen. Until next time, everyone have a blessed, safe day, because we are here because the Father and the Son chose to let us have another birthday. Each day, I call it another day, because it's a new day to birth and to learn that God is the way in the only way. Have a nice morning.
And don't forget our foundational scripture, which is St. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. And I can't wait to hear you all on tomorrow night for Iron Sharpening Iron with Minister Sylvia and Minister Sheila. They'll be on the line, p.m. Central Standard Time. I look forward to hearing each and every one of you. And look for the flyers on Facebook about all of our dynamic speakers each week. Bye-bye. We love you.